Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at, well, the ternary logic no log no action specification. You know, when a massive stock trade goes through, you assume there is a perfect record, like footprints in wet cement?
Yeah, exactly. But in reality, it is more like footprints in dry sand.
Right, because a power failure or a quick hack hits, and poof, the proof is gone.
Yeah.
It's a huge invisible vulnerability for the systems you rely on every single day.
It really is. I mean, we are fundamentally shifting how we build systems here to fix this.
So let's unpack the problem first. Traditional architectures or bivalent systems, right?
Yes. Bivalent meaning they just think in two states, yes or no, act or don't act. They prioritize raw speed over evidentiary integrity.
Meaning the logs are just kept in volatile memory.
Exactly. If the power cuts out, that memory just wipes clean. It leaves this complete forensic vacuum.
Okay, so you get these silent actions, like a robotic arm moves or money shifts accounts, but with literally zero trace. It is like a store clerk handing over a $1,000 TV to a customer and then trying to write the receipt.
Yeah, and if the lights go out at that exact second, the TV is gone and the store has zero proof it ever happened.
Right, which is wild.
And what is fascinating here is that the system was actually designed not to care. I mean, we have telemetry to observe the data, sure.
But observation does not actually stop anything from happening.
Exactly. It has no architectural teeth. Logging is just a software byproduct right now. It is a suggestion instead of a gatekeeper.
And because it is just software, a smart hack easily bypasses it, which means the fix has to be physical. That is where this no log, no action rule comes in. But wait, how does software physically stop a machine from acting?
Well, think of it like a literal physical circuit breaker. The specification physically disconnects the actuator.
Like the actual switch moving the arm or sending the wire transfer.
Right. Electricity literally cannot flow to execute that action until a memory chip clicks into place. It has to cryptographically seal the log into a permanent non-volatile hardware accumulator.
So it sends a signal saying, you know, log secured, you may proceed.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But wait, my immediate thought here is latency. I mean, if a high-frequency trading bot has to pause, physically write a permanent record, and confirm it for every single microtransaction, wouldn't that just slow everything down to a crawl? Speed is why they skip logging in the first place.
That is the main hurdle, definitely. And the spec solves it with what they call a dual lane architecture.
Okay, how does that work in practice?
So it sets up a fast lane and a slow lane. The fast lane commits logs locally to specialized hardware in under 2 milliseconds.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that handles the immediate real-time safety interlock.
Right, so the machine can keep moving. Then the slow lane asynchronously batches those local logs and anchors them to global ledgers like Ethereum in under 500 milliseconds.
So you actually get the unbreakable physical security without tanking the performance.
Exactly.
Okay, but if we solve the speed issue, that still leaves a massive physical risk. What happens if the system is fed corrupted data?
That is a great question.
Like, if it physically has to log before it acts, does it just guess, log a mistake, and crash the whole financial market?
Well, that exact risk is why it is called ternary logic. It adds a third state.
The epistemic hold, right? The zero state.
Yes, instead of just yes act or no refuse, if the system gets conflicting data, it does not guess. It halts.
Wait, really? It just stops?
But it logs its exact mathematical uncertainty, starts a secure timer, and just waits for intervention.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. The right to hesitate is basically hardwired into the machine as a physical law.
Precisely. And if the hardware itself actually fails during that hold, the system defaults into a safe harbor state.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, for a financial network, it instantly freezes liquidity so money just stops moving.
And for a physical machine, like a giant turbine,
it safely bleeds off its kinetic energy to a passive stop. Or if a hacker messes with the memory, the machine's connection to the outside world is instantly severed.
That makes total sense. So by physically binding the justification of an action to the action itself, we eliminate that whole black box liability of modern computing.
Completely. Every single action leaves a permanent mark in the cement before the foot even comes down.
Right, which is incredible. But leaves you wondering, you know, if we are now engineering machines that are physically incapable of acting without cryptographically proving their reasoning first, well, how long until society demands that exact same unalterable instantaneous chain of proof from our human decision makers?